You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hello, welcome to episode 18, how to make people fall in love with your business. So it's February, which means it's Valentine's and the month all about love. So I thought we could talk today about our businesses and love and how you can fall deeper into love with your business. And as a result of that, have other people fall in love with your business and what you do. So I want to talk about that today because it really does start with you having unconditional love for your business and what you offer and how you can help your people. So having unconditional love for your business is really just like having unconditional love for a person. When you love someone unconditionally, it means you feel love towards someone no matter what they do. You're always able to love them. The same with your business. Having unconditional love for your business means your business is 100% lovable all the time. It's 100% worthy of your love, no matter your current results. Whether things are going amazing, and even when things don't feel like they're going amazing, even when people are telling you no, or when people are telling you yes, when people are telling you they can't afford you, or when people are paying you, or even when people choose to work with someone down the street instead, or even if a local magazine features another local business owner in your industry instead. Or even if people unsubscribe from your email list, you still have unconditional love for your business and what you offer, no matter what. You're not half in, half out. You don't second guess everything you're doing. You don't stop showing up when things don't go the way you want. You don't start changing your mind about your business once someone says something about your business that you didn't like, right? You're all in. You're committed to making it work. When you can get to the place that you love your business so much and you've sold yourself so much on yourself and your business and why what you do is so amazing and how it's so valuable and who you help and why your price is the best price and why your process is so perfect for your people. When you've sold yourself on all of that, then there's nothing anyone can say or do that can shake you. That's when the no's don't take you down because you've sold yourself on every part of your business and you fell in love with it. Then you can go out there and sell your services with so much more conviction because you love it so much. You're 100% in, 100% in love with your business. You know you have the right service for the right people at the right price. And here are all the things they get. And here's what's included. And here's the price. And here's how it works. You're so sold and you love it. When you love what you offer and you love who it's for, and you love the price, and you love how it works, and you love everything about it, you don't second guess yourself when you go to sell it. You don't let what other people say sway you, especially when they tell you no. You're just like, oh, they aren't my people. Or, oh, okay, I must not have done a good job explaining it that time, because if I did, they would be totally sold because it's so amazing. It's about you seeing the value of what you do and how you help your people. Then once you're so in love, it's your energy and what you say that's then going to attract your perfect people. One of the most important things I ever learned in my business was that it mattered how I felt when I sat down to write social media captions or when I was writing emails. My emotions in those moments mattered. Because if I felt bad, if I felt awkward or salesy or convincy and confused or doubt because I was thinking this is terrible, nobody wants this, that's going to come across in everything I'm saying. But if I'm coming from a place of this is amazing, this is exactly what my perfect people need, I know I can help them, no one else in my city is doing this like this for my people in this way, that sense of inspiration and excitement and generosity and love comes across when I show up online. Like, you can feel that. People are going to be attracted to you because of the words you're writing and your energy behind those words. So the words you're writing and how you're saying them. So how you feel when you show up matters. Being in love with your business matters. Selling yourself on your business every day matters. So what needs to happen for you to be so in love with what you offer and what you sell right now, even without you going and changing anything about it? And I have to say this because I know sometimes people are like, okay, well, first though, like, let me go change my logo and just get some updated photos. And then let me just change my pricing real quick and get some new posts up on Instagram. Like, they give all these things that they need to go prepare first and make the changes to make themselves feel better so they can love what they do a little bit more. Your business is this thing that you can love and adore exactly how it is right now. So what needs to happen for you to love it as it is exactly right now, how it is? I'll tell you, you just get to decide right now and trust that people want what you have right now, that you can go help your people right now. And then you're going to go sell them and you're going to go work with them. And then you're going to learn from that. Then you get to go add and tweak and implement new things so you can improve and make it better. And your business is going to evolve, of course. But right now, your business is 100% lovable right now. You can get your clients results right now. So what do they want your help with? How can you go show them that you can help them? What if you were excited to tell them because you loved your business and what you offered so much? Like, you just loved your clients so much. It's your unconditional love and your willingness to go out there and sell and shout it from like the highest mountaintop with so much conviction and talk about the results that you're going to get for your people that's going to make people fall in love with your business. So another fun exercise is to think, why do I love my offer so much? And start making a list. Like, why are my services or my one service, like, why is it so lovable right now? Why is my perfect person going to love it so much? And what are all the reasons you can come up with? So for me, I love my offer so much because it's focused on local. There's a problem out there and I have the solution. I know my ideal client is out there searching Instagram, screenshotting a bunch of things, and they're feeling super overwhelmed and confused on the right things to do. They want clear, simple answers on how to reach more people in their city, how to stand out, how to get people to know about them, and how to get more clients. I know their problem, and I can see it better than they can. And I have the solution. And they don't have to go out there and search and struggle anymore to figure it out. I've laid it all out in simple steps, and we don't make it complicated. I also love that there's nothing else like what I offer in the marketplace. There's no other offer like what I offer. I also wish that someone would have had this a decade ago for me. It's the offer I wish I would have had. I also love that my offer is a one-time investment and that it keeps getting my clients compounding results year after year after year. It makes me love my price so much. I can totally sell myself on why the investment is 100% worth it. I can also go and look at all the real results that my clients have gotten. Like, of course, there's like the money and the clients, but I can also look at there's more followers, more subscribers, more leads, all the things that I promise them and help them get. But I can also look at all the byproducts that make me love my offer, like the confidence that they get, the fun they start having, the ease that they start feeling in their marketing, the joy and the pride that my client had when she was able to pay for her family vacation last year for the first time ever. You know, like the things that your clients tell you that are so personal to them, of how you literally changed their lives in a way you didn't even realize. That's what you should be selling yourself on every single day. So spend your time reminding yourself of that every day. I love that my clients get to come into my program and find what's missing in their marketing. They get to implement super simple steps and then get all these new ideas and just a new sense of excitement for their business and how they just start seeing what's possible for themselves for the first time. And their self-concept gets bigger. Their goals get bigger. That's why I love my offer. I love it so much. So when people tell me no, or that they can't afford it, or when someone unsubscribes from my emails, or they don't end up buying, I don't make that mean anything about me or what I'm offering, because I am so sold on what I am offering and who it's for and why it's so perfect for them and how I can help them. Then I just get to work to go find more people that it's perfect for from that place of so much certainty and love around what I offer. So I want to challenge you to do the same. Fall in love with your offer. When you love your offer, you'll start to sell it and talk about it in a way that your perfect people fall in love with it too. It's when you're not in love with your offer, when you second guess it and you start changing it all the time, changing all the components about it, or you're not showing up and talking about it enough, that you don't give people the opportunity to fall in love with it too. So it starts with you always. Okay, my friends, that is what I have for you today. Enjoy your week, and I will talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, The Localpreneur Bootcamp. This is my coaching program for business owners who are ready to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.